turn to Genesis 18. And we'll start in verse 16. And the men rose up from thence and looked towards Sodom, and Abraham went with them to bring them on the way. And the Lord said, "Shall I hide from Abraham that thing which I do, seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him? For I know that he will command his children and his household after him, and they shall keep the way of the Lord to do justice and judgment, that the Lord may bring upon Abraham that which he has spoken of him." And the Lord said, "Because the cry of Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and because their sin is very grievous, I will go down now and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which has come unto me, and if not, I will know." And the men turned their faces from thence and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood yet before the Lord. And Abraham drew near and said, "Wilt thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? Peradventure there, for there be 50 righteous with the city. Wilt thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after his manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked. That be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right?" And the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes." And Abraham answered and said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous, while thou destroy the city for the lack of 5. And he said, "If I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it." And he said unto him yet again, and said, "Peradventure there shall be 40 found there." And he said, "I'll do it for 40's sake." And he said unto him, "O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there." And he said, "I will not do it. I will not do it if I find 30 there." And he said, "Behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for 20's sake." And he said, O let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, "I will not destroy it for 10's sake." And the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham, and Abraham returned unto his place. Let's pray. Lord, love you, Nick, for his day, Lord, and please help me to speak the words which you have me to say, Lord, and if there's not anybody here that's not saved, Lord, for them to get saved, in Jesus' name, amen. If you want to title my message, it'd be How to Avoid Sin. In the verses before our text, we read that the Lord and a couple of angels just visited Abraham and Sarah, telling them that they will have a child. When Sarah heard about that, she laughed, but the Lord knew what she did and corrected her. Now, in the verses we just read, we see that the Lord warns Abraham that he's about to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. Abraham then asked if he could go and get some of the righteous out of the city, and the Lord ends up saying if Abraham could get 10, he would not destroy it. Now, here are some points to stay out of sin or in Lot's place, the city. Genesis 19:1, if you would turn there, please. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat in the gate of Sodom, And Lot, seeing them, rose up to meet them, and he bowed himself with his face toward the ground. And there came two angels to Sodom at even, and Lot sat at the gate. One, if you want to avoid sin, just simply stay away from it. Lot was found sitting at the gate of Sodom, which is basically sitting at the verge of sin, in Lot's case. And then B, stay away from places that bring temptation. Genesis 19:4-5. But before they lay down, the men of the city, even the men of Sodom, compassed the house around, both old and young, all the people from every quarter. And when they called unto Lot and said unto him, "Where are the men which came into thee this night? Bring them out to us, that we may know them." Another way to avoid sin is not to make friends and talk a lot with those who are wicked. As seen in the text, we see that the young and old men of the city surrounded Lot's house. When they wanted Lot's attention, they yelled Lot's name. This means they had to have known him. So just don't make friends with the wicked people if you want to live godly. And then thirdly, Genesis 19:24. We'll start there. Then the Lord rained upon Sodom and upon Gomorrah brimstone and fire from the Lord out of heaven. And he overthrew those cities and all the plain and all the inhabitants of the city and that which grew upon the ground. But his wife looked back from behind him, and she became a pillar of salt. Lastly, if you want to stay out of sin, don't look at it. In the verses we just read, we see Lot's family got out of Sodom and Gomorrah before the Lord destroyed it. But we also see that Lot's wife turned around and looked at the city and became a pillar of salt. I think the Lord chose the salt for a specific reason. What does salt do? Salt preserves or prolongs the taste of a food. So when Lot's wife turned around, I think the Bible tells us that she saw a taste for sin. All right, now to close, let's recap the 3 points. 1, stay away from sin. Don't be like Lot and sit by the gates. 2, don't be close to friends with the wicked people. And 3, don't look at sin. Don't be like Lot's wife and long for more sin just when you get out of it. Now to close, if you would turn to Proverbs 4:15. A avoid it, pass not by it, turn from it, and pass away. I recommend you memorize this verse so that if you're ever about to sin, you can just say it out loud and God will help you. Let's pray. Lord, I love you, Nick, for today, Lord. Thank you for giving me this message, Lord. And please, if there's no one, if there's someone out there that's struggling with sin, Lord, please help them to overcome it, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.